Teachers in public schools are used to opening their wallets to pay for extras for their students. For many, it's a few dollars to pay for a new map on the wall or extra reading materials. In New York City, a teacher has come up with a solution that matches the special needs of creative teachers with donors willing to pay for them. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports.
When Barbara Escudero started teaching bilingual classes 2 years ago at Middle School 125 in the Bronx, she barely had more than a chalkboard and textbooks. Today, she has a classroom library stocked with Spanish language literature and boxes of teaching aids for her math lessons.
These are all dice and rulers and cards, protractors, multiplication flashcards.
Escudero only needed a few hundred dollars for these supplies, something she never could have gotten through the city's bureaucracy. So she wrote a proposal describing exactly what she needed. People around the country could then go to a website and see her requests, along with those of more than 1,000 other New York City teachers, and decide which ones to fund. The website is called Donors Choose. It was started almost 3 years ago by a Bronx high school teacher, 27-year-old Charles Best, who was frustrated with the traditional grant process.
The typical grant application process would ask a teacher 15 questions. What rubric will you use to measure the achievement of your objectives, etc., etc.? At Donors Choose, it's one open essay field online where the teacher writes a 3-to-4-paragraph essay about an experience that they want to make possible for their kids, and then they list the materials necessary for that experience.
Donors Choose says it's raised over $400,000, helping more than 13,000 New York City students get books, classroom materials, and even field trips. Best says 70% of all proposals are funded. This past year, the organization got its first big grants, leaving Best with the question of how to divvy up that money. He decided to let parents and students make the call. Recently, six high school interns from Donors Choose met with Peter and Wendy Fragish. Their Fragish Foundation has given the organization $50,000. Students like 17-year-old Amanda Molero told the couple which requests from the teachers she liked best.
The second proposal that I chose was the Dr. Seuss project for Bronx Elementary School.
That's great. We love Dr. Seuss.
I read Dr. Seuss to my sister like every day.
Amanda spent more than $1,000 of the foundation's money on Dr. Seuss books for one classroom teacher. Peter Fragish says it was money well spent.
Amanda she's making decisions that she's much closer, like with her sister and with having taken tests, than we could ever be. So she made better decisions than we would have as individuals that I think will really benefit these students.
Students aren't the only ones getting more involved. Donors Choose also invited a group of parents from the Bronx to help distribute a $100,000 grant from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. 17-year-old Ayuka Fowlin showed Latoya Stanford how to navigate the website.
What type of discipline do you want to focus on? Humanities, athletics? What do you think they mostly need? Like, do they have problems with math? So we're going to go over here. We're going to click on mathematics, right?
Stanford wound up picking a math program for early elementary students.
My son is in kindergarten, and I feel the K to second grade should get a lot now, because when we was growing up, we really didn't have that much, so we got to get the younger youth now before they drop out of school.
Of course, with New York City facing its worst fiscal crisis since the 1970s, Donors Choose is only a Band-Aid. Teacher and founder Charles Best acknowledges private support can't make up for a lack of public funding. But he says it can make a difference one classroom at a time. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.